It's time for you to introduce Mr. Kalen Blanchard.
Kalen Blanchard, and one of our favorite people, and actually brand new with the company. And I have been, I guess, pleasantly surprised, stunned, and shocked at his level of commitment. Somewhere along the line, I'd like him to tell us what's going on. But the rest of you, this is a young man out of New York, but he doesn't live in New York now, I don't think. Maybe he'll tell us where he lives now. Is it Myrtle Beach?
Uh-huh.
He's in Myrtle Beach. And he's been with the company about 13 and a half months, and a brand new bronze and executive director and a new $50,000 ring earner. He's the regional manager for Myrtle Beach area. And according to Elizabeth Gardner, he is rock solid. And I learned a long time ago, if you do it right and you have something to say, people come to listen. And when he speaks, people listen. And that's what we're going to have on the call tonight.
Yeah, he's such an impressive young man. And we're just so honored to have him as a part of the team and a part of the leadership. And I know we're going to all learn a lot from him tonight.
And he has probably got one of the fastest growing teams in all of Legal Shield.
Sure.
Not just in our organization, but all of Legal Shield.
Yes.
Kalen, are you with us tonight?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, man, I can hear you fine. I'm willing to listen, too.
Thanks so much for being on and sharing with the team.
Yeah, the whole team has been looking forward to this. So congratulations on all your success, and we're just delighted to have you on the phone tonight. So why don't you tell us your story, my man?
Sure. For those of you who don't know much about my background, I have been in the service industry my entire life. I mean, literally from the time I was 15 until I was 30 years old when I found Legal Shield. Went to college. Got a degree, went to school for finance, then I got a degree in philosophy after that, and played by the rules, as I like to say, but had really never found a job that was worth having. I had made the mistake, a pretty big one, of borrowing private loans that totaled to about $128,000, something in that range, in private loans, so the payment is just enormous, and I'm not complaining, I'm not whining, I take ownership for those decisions. But it left me really stuck and hopeless for most of my life because the jobs that were available, maybe related to my business studies, were internships where they wanted me to work, 6 days a week, all day, every day for no income to then maybe audition for the mailroom job. And that might have been a cynical view, but at the same time, that was kind of what was out there. And then 10,000 of people were applying for that internship. And that's just the reality of the situation for so many people. That are my age and younger people also. You go to college, you accumulate the debt, and you expect a job, and it's just not there in a lot of cases. So I was pretty frustrated. I walked out of a job, as the story goes, a couple summers ago, and I went and got a real estate license. Fate would have it, there was a class available Monday. I walked out of my job on a Friday. Reality hit by Sunday that I still needed to earn income, and I went and got a real estate license thinking that that was going to save the day. I think I got a piece of three separate transactions. I was not a very good realtor, but I was working from 7 a.m. until 4 o'clock, and then from 4:30, I'd change into server clothes because I had to actually pay the bills, and I would go and work from 5 until 11 about 6 days a week, and that's just what my life was going to be forever. That's what I thought until, one of my best friends, Mr. Jeremy Hucks, asked me to come over his house. He hit me with a perfect textbook invite and asked me what I was doing Monday. It was one rare day off, and I think he knew that ahead of time, and asked me to come over to his house, and I saw Mr. John Gardner and Mr. Justin Peterson deliver a PBR. The rest is history, so to speak. Just really embraced this opportunity, and I've gone from making what I was making in a month a year ago. I now make that in a week most of the time. And so it's really changed my life financially. It's taken a lot of the stress off, and it's allowed me to focus on what I love, which is people and helping them grow and helping them find their inspiration. So that's kind of my story. It could be anybody. And one of my goals, and I want to share this with my performance family, is to go out and help 100 people in the service industry or in the retail industry, just working those kind of dead end jobs as they're called. And that's not to judge anybody. That's just, what they're called. And I want to help those people that are hungry like I was that really needed some hope. I want to find 100 people and help them quit their job over the next year. So that's just something I'm aiming at for personal recruiting and really staying focused on making it about other people. So, as far as what you wanted me to speak on tonight, I kind of had asked the gardeners, so I don't have anything super prepared. But if there's something specific you'd like me to speak about, I have a couple notes down that I could speak about. I didn't know what I'm just humbled to be on here anytime you ask me to speak. So, I just appreciate it.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell her what you why don't you cover what
Elizabeth, why don't you, you went through some stuff with him, and I think that would be very valuable for everybody to hear.
Well, I can, but I think Frank had something. Frank, you go right ahead, and I'll follow up later.
Well, no, Kendall, why don't you take your notes, whatever your notes are, and share that with us, and then I've got some questions for you, but let's just hear what's on your mind without me prompting you, and I think that'd be a better way to do it. Maybe you and Elizabeth have already talked about it, so maybe we go ahead and share that first.
Okay, well, that works. All right. I just jotted down some just things that I think are important. Like if I was going to put a label on what I was going to speak about, I would say these are the things that have become my focus over the last 6 months. And why I think that's significant is because I've hit executive director in the last 6 months. And I think we just requalified at bronze, like in the last day or two, this early in the month. And so we've been experiencing, I say that not to brag or anything, I say that to explain the results we're getting. And I think it's coming from a lot of the things I'm about to list. I just had a reflective moment about like, what have I been doing that's changed? What about my actions have changed? And therefore what we do duplicates. And so I've been focusing on these things. Personal development. As our team grows, Justin Peterson called me one day and he said, and Nick Odom as well, separately, I'm sure not by mistake. And they were like, make sure we're reading. This is going to start to grow in a way that you can't even probably see just yet, and you're going to have to lead a lot of people, and your impact is going to be enormous, and you need to make sure you're a person that can handle that, so keep reading. Not that you're not, but keep reading. Like, understand the importance of it. And I really took that to heart because I started to think, man, when I'm speaking to 10,000 people on a call, when I'm in an arena and it's our whole team and it's a regional event, how I need to have value. I know I need to learn from my mentors. I need to learn as much as possible so I can be able to serve as many people as possible. And so personal development is the first thing I wrote down, in particular where my focus has been on leadership, things related to leadership, things related to taking massive action. Those are the two. Any videos, any books, any type of anything I'm reading is related to taking big action or leadership or both. And so I find that when you start to do that and people start to see the effect of personal development on you as a person, as a leader, by your example, they start to do the same. And I've said this before, you know, I think everybody in this business, if they could visit a magical Wizard of Oz, everyone's missing that one component maybe. And personal development helps us identify what that is. And then because we respect the development side, we go and we find the tools we need and the resources we need or the mentors we need to get, you know, the piece of us that's missing. And I don't know, if you're not familiar with The Wizard of Oz, that's probably not a good example for you, but I think most people are. And it's like, if you're missing hustle, you can read about hustle and go get it. You know, if you're missing confidence, there's things you can read that'll teach you how to be more confident. You know, there's the answers are out there for what you need, and you can be your own Wizard of Oz in this business, and it will fix you, so to speak. Not that you're broken, but in this business, and it'll help your business grow. And I was lacking leadership, and I was lacking confidence in my decisions and my ability to lead others. So I just started reading about leadership, and I realized, you know, I say this with humility, but I have a lot of the qualities as I read them. And it's like sometimes somebody else just has to tell you, and a book can do that, or a good mentor can do that. And we have that here within this family as well. So that was big. I think that's been huge. Secondly, organizational communication. I think that it is absolutely essential that you have a high touch and deliberate, you know, frequency and tone to your organizational communication. Like, you can't over communicate because people, right? What was the old saying? We're herding cats. So if I'm over communicating, meaning I'm posting on Facebook 3 times a day about some call that's coming up, I'm not worried that I'm bothering people, especially through that arena. If I'm texting people too often, like, you can't over communicate with your organization if you're doing it deliberately and with purpose. You can do it for no reason. You can feel like you're wasting time and that you're just reaching out to people to nag them about small things. But if you're reaching out and organizationally communicating, meaning other people, and the communication is being duplicated, which is therefore engaging people, it's a battle of attention is the overriding principle that I'm starting to realize, is that we're battling for attention just as much as a commercial is, just as much as the pizza stand is, just as much as any other thing, an app on someone's phone. as leaders in this business of an organization, it is our job to keep the attention on the business, or at least have it cross someone's mind that the one or two a month or a 1 to 5 a month or a membership person, because they are what that's the army that's needed, I'm told, to end up as a Mr. Frank Acoin or the Gardeners. And to be in that position in life, you have to be able to reach everyone. And the way you do that is through high touch and deliberate organizational communication. It seems that the fastest growing teams are also the most in communication with one another and the most structurally communicating. So the last piece, and I think it kind of ties all this together, is working from lists. You know, I have a list every day of people I need to contact that are brand new associates that are still in their first 3 weeks. I reach out to every single one of them. Every single one of them in my open line, you know, obviously with you know, the blessing of Chris Delaney and Josh Bourne in Texas, you know, those guys are so self-sufficient so fast that it's just been kind of unbelievable. and I seek a lot of guidance on how to lead people that are that strong, but that's a good problem. That's not one we're going to complain about. But in my open line, I get out on the leading edge every day. I have a list. I don't leave it up to my memory. I don't leave it up to chance. I have a prospect list. I have 25 people in my pipeline right now that I've exposed that I'm in somewhat of a follow-up with, trying to get them to a three-way call, get them out to an event at some portion. I know exactly where I am because I work from a list on a piece of paper and I'm organized all the time. I know exactly where everybody is. I know who's where, whose goals. I'm organized, and I get at some point, I won't be able to always be able to scale that, but if you develop leadership, you will. I can always work with my open line. And so as long as I'm developing sound leadership that knows how to duplicate, that knows how to teach, that's been taught how to teach and lead, and I don't do that myself, I leverage our leadership, our tremendous system we have here. I mean, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm just trying to drive my vehicle with the wheels. So that's what I had written down. I think those three things have been, when I look back over the last 6 months, what's really changed is those three things have become an enormous focus, and I've been very on top of those three things consistently every day.
Okay.
So that's what I had written down.
No, that's really good. So I have three questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Since you gave us three, you said personal development reading. What are some books you read, and what do you think the number one book is that did the most good for you?
Great question. I read, you know, Josh Bourne actually dropped off a book when he came to visit us. He gave me How Successful People Lead by John C. Maxwell, and I felt that relevant because of, you know, our guest speaker at the event coming up. And so I read that. You know, when it comes to taking action, someone I really enjoy reading is Grant Cardone. I read The 10X Rule. I also read Sell or Be Sold, which really helps me with confidence and understanding that sales is about problem solving, and that it's not about being pushy, and there's nothing wrong with being pushy if you believe in what you're doing and you're really providing a solution for someone. There's an art to that level of confidence you can operate from with posture. And just those books had such an impact on, you know, how Mr. Gardner says, you know, I wasn't thinking big enough. And they helped in that way. They helped me to realize, like, you don't need to be concerned with people that are telling you you're working too hard or that you're too focused or that you're going to regret. What if something happened and all you've done is work? It's like, I used to entertain that stuff, and now I can't even fathom it. It's like, I don't know. How do you not work? How do you not give it everything you have every day because you have this opportunity in front of you to change your life? And so I've just been trying to consume everything I can about leadership at any cost, even just like videos that'll be like 3 minutes about leadership. Just whatever I can find that people that are successful in CEO positions, I'll watch, you know, a lot of bios about CEOs and observe the way they handle themselves, not even necessarily the information that's been given to me, but like watching them give a speech or watching the decisions they make and the way they make them, and understanding that if you treat this like a business, that means we are business people and we lead people similarly to any other traditional business as far as human behavior and whatnot. So that's just been really big for me personally because of where I lacked as a person. That's where I put my focus.
Okay, all right, I've got another one for you. You said just what I get in personal development, and you said leadership was next. So out of all that stuff you've read, is there like one thing you say, I think this is the number one skill that leaders need to have?
I think that what I've found through all of it, and not necessarily like quoting one book necessarily, just what I cash out from it all, is that true leaders look to serve others and they take on that responsibility role. It's as if I don't have children, And so I could be out of line, and I'm not trying to be offensive or anything like that. But it's like how I feel about my younger siblings. Like, I have a sister that's 11. You know, I feel a sense of responsibility when I'm helping her or guiding her through something that's bigger than just hoping I get to make an override. And if you lead in that way where, you know, they say, do you want to be feared or loved? I want to be loved because I want people to know, one, I want to live my life that way, but two, I want people to know that I'm here for them in bigger ways than just business, and that we're all on this journey of life together, and that since we found some people that we can link our wagons to and that are like-minded, like our tribe, it's just a blessing every day in that way. And so I just love what we do. I mean, it's bigger than
business. So what is that?
It's bigger
than
income.
How do you define?
I think it's empathy. I think understanding where people are and meeting them where they're at and trying to understand that most people want to be happy. They just might not know how. And I think leading with that big heart and just being transparent. And I guess it's empathy is the word. Just really understanding where people are and really caring for other people in a genuine way leads to so much. And you spend a lot of time that you don't think converts into dollars necessarily when you have that mindset, but it does. And I do think that's why I've had the success I've had, to be completely honest, is because I have a team that knows I care. As unimportant as that might seem in getting action taken and getting a membership in front of somebody, it matters a lot because we all understand the motivation required to get up and do this every day. And it's just nice to know you have somebody in your corner that also is taking action, that also has been where you are. And it's just empathy. It's just understanding where people are and relating to them.
Okay. Well, you got more.
Caitlin, this is awesome.
It is awesome.
It is so apparent, and Elizabeth mentioned this today to me, that you are an astute student of this industry. Mm. Not taking anything for granted, you are moving forward to make yourself so valuable, and mm-hmm. it is apparent, and it is working, and I mean, and in the last few months especially, you know, it seems like you've really taken your life and your business to the next level. You just got the $50,000 ring award. I mean, and that is just a stepping stone. So I just want to applaud you for taking the personal development so seriously and taking studying the industry and figuring out what you need to get better at seriously, and taking the leadership learning that we all need to continue to grow in all the time, all of us included, nobody's the exception. I'm floored. I'm really amazed, and I'm just applaud you.
Kayla, and I want to make one comment.
Thank you so much.
All the leaders out there, the number one skill I've seen to have, and you've illustrated that tonight, is they communicate their ideas or concepts or principles. So they communicate, they educate, and they motivate people. And I've never seen an exception to that. I don't care if you're talking about Warren Buffett or Elon Musk or anybody. If they cannot communicate their vision and their mindset and then teach the skill sets, but communications for a leader is critical. And you certainly have developed a way to communicate to people that's simple, it's easy for them to understand. So I think in communicating, educating, and motivating people, if you can't do that, you won't have anybody following you. You have really mastered just a lot of degrees, those three things. So I just want to say congratulations on that.
I've got one more question.
Appreciate you guys so much.
You're so welcome, Caitlin. And here's the thing. You mentioned that you were recruited by Jeremy giving you the perfect invitation.
Yeah.
Please tell everybody describe that. Teach the team what that perfect invitation is.
Could you practice
awesome.
The 3-foot rule? I mean, isn't that part of your thing? So you must have no.
I love talking to people, and I love teaching the invite. This has been, you know, and I'll say this to the performance family because I've been hammering it like a politician. We have to be process oriented in this business. And what we do, our process is to pick somebody, speak to them, and invite them to check out information. And so you better learn how to contact somebody, which we all get. That's a freebie. And then inviting somebody. You need this skill. It's so important, and it's so simple, and it's just practice to get there. I had never heard of the idea of inviting somebody in a formal sense over a year ago, and I can literally wake up from a dead sleep and invite somebody right now. because it's just it's a skill. It's something you can learn. And so, sorry, I needed to preface. I've been on this all week. I've been on this. So I'm glad you asked me to do this. So
go for it.
So the perfect invite is clearing. This is what I'm about to say. So clearing someone's schedule, giving them a genuine compliment. You shouldn't be calling somebody if you can't give them a genuine compliment. You got to be able to find something nice to say about everybody. It shouldn't be hard either. So genuine compliment, and you're going to actually invite them. And the whole thing needs to be done in a hurry, so there's a sense of urgency. And what I like to say for people like me, you know, the introvert, the I only get really excited in moments like this where I get a little nervous and I'm on a phone or something. But when I go to call somebody, I'll, like, make a really loud noise. I won't do it for everybody's ear's sake, but I'll do something to get myself in a different state. I want to sound excited when I call them. I want it to sound different from a normal phone call. This is important.
Well, go ahead and make the sound. I want to hear the sound. I want to hear the sound.
All right, mister. Only because you have. I'll do something. I'll just do something crazy and freak out and stand up and get moved around. Because we have to give people energy in this business. I'm not going to call someone up, hey, man, how you been? Okay, good. Pretty excited to tell you about this opportunity. Nobody wants to hear that. You got to be excited. This is exciting. This changed my life. Remember, if it didn't change your life yet, it's about to, and it's changed someone else's life. Get excited about that. So you call someone up. Simple as this. You say, hey, what are you doing? This is exactly what Jeremy said to me. Hey, man, how you doing? I'm like, pretty good, pretty good. I'm just working. You know how it is. He says, well, good, man. What are you doing Monday night? I think he knew I was off, but he said, what are you doing Monday night? And I said, nothing, actually. And he's like, awesome, man. Listen, so this guy Justin Peterson is going to be in town. He's promoting this smartphone app. Like, he's trying to bring it to this area. Why don't you come by my house? Like, dude, you're sharp. I trust your opinion on this more than mine. Like, completely flattered me to death, right? He's like, you're the business dude. Like, I don't really know what it is, but I want you to sit down with me and check it out. And this guy Justin's from Raleigh. He's coming to do the presentation. Would you come check it out? And I was like, yeah. I mean, I was an easy sell. I was like, yeah. Most of the time, people want to ask you what the app is right there. They want to say, oh, well, what's the app about? And then you still, all I say and all Jeremy would have said in that situation was, listen, man, I'm not really allowed to release the details. If you're not comfortable saying that, then say something like this. That's the whole point of getting you there. I want to get your opinion on it. I don't want to give you the details because I want to get your opinion. I want you to see it the way I saw it. That's something I've been using lately. I want you to see it the way I saw it so I can get your opinion, so I can get your unbiased opinion if you want to throw that in there. So the invite is very simple. You got to be in a hurry. It's a 60-second phone call. And if I'm calling someone that's out of market, and this is something that someone asked the other day and I never answered on the Facebook page, so I'm going to throw it out there for everybody because someone else is probably thinking it. I'm going to send someone a video, maybe a webinar, whatever the tool is, out of town, out of market, like my friends in New York when I go to call them. I say, hey, hey, Tony, how you been? What's going on? How the kids? Maybe 1 minute of catching up, right? I'm a reasonable person. I'll say, hey, man, listen, I'm kind of in a hurry. The reason I wanted to call you is because I've been promoting smartphone apps in my spare time, and, you've always been kind of looking for – you've always been that guy that's always looking for extra ways to make money, and, I really wanted to have you check out this information and get your opinion on it. If I sent you over a video, it's about a 10-minute video, would you check it out? And he's like, well, yeah, well, what's the app about? I'm like, listen, man, the video is going to explain it. I don't really have the time to get into it right now anyway. The video will explain it perfect. What time do you think you'll have watched it by? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, well, it doesn't matter when. Just whenever you think you'll watch it. That way I don't call you in between. That, I don't want to bug you in between until you know you watched it. And he'll say, oh, like 5 o'clock, I'll get out of work. I'll watch it. I go, so at 6:30, will you have watched the video? And he'll say, yep. Awesome, man. I'll talk to you at 6:30. Hang up the phone. I write on a notepad every time. I'm still old school like this. I write down Tony. I wrote down sent video, follow up, 6 p.m. And I just work that list and just rinse and repeat every day, all day. And then I teach people how to do it. And then you teach people how to do it. And you keep doing it. And that's what you do. The business, I feel like.
All right. So here we go again. You said you could wake up out of a dead sleep and do that, right?
Mm hmm.
Okay, so go ahead and do the first one again. I'm recording.
First one to an event?
Yep.
Okay, great. I'd say, hey, Tony, what are you up to Monday night? He'd say, nothing. I'd say, awesome. Listen, I'm promoting a smartphone app in my spare time. Wanted to get you out to check out the information. There's a little informational meeting going on. If I was to get you a seat at that meeting, would you check it out? He might be like, well, what kind of app is it? Like, listen, man, they're going to tell all the details. I want you to get the information the way I saw it, so that way I get a good opinion from you. If I pick you up, would you come? Bam, get them in the car. The best way is pick them up. I didn't throw that in there the first time, but that's the best way. We all know that. They can't disappear if they're in the car.
that's right.
All right, that's wonderful.
And Kaylin, I want to say this, and I know you know this, but just to the team listening, that invitation process, which is distinctly a process, there's a very simple system to it. You're clearing their calendar first, and you're inviting them. And the way you're doing that does not allow anybody to say too much information. And that's the biggest problem when people get excited. They want to go tell everybody about Legal Shield, about the app, or about the service, or about the opportunity. And the minute anybody, especially a new person, opens up their mouth and starts talking about this, they are putting themselves, in my opinion, in a position to get a big fat no before anybody really knows anything about it. So anyway,
you can't tell the whole story. Don't tell it at all.
That's right. Don't say anything until everything can be said. So good job on that. That is phenomenal.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, any closing advice for the rookies that are on here, the brand new people that just came on board, and for the people who are on here now, what's the one piece of advice you give everybody?
Okay. This applies to new people. If you're new, definitely hear this. And if you've been around a while, hear it again, because I'm sure you have. But it's to me the most important. You need to commit on faith, if that's how you need to feel, to hitting your exposures, whether you're doing five a day, whatever your goals are. Have your daily exposures and your daily activities be reflective of where you want to go. And if you're brand new and you're like, what does that mean? Get with the person that got you involved. Get with someone in this business. Call me up. Hit me up on the Facebook page, and we'll figure out what your daily exposures need to be. Because the biggest, and it seems like how many phone calls are we on with the Performance Family? Consistency is key. Consistency is everything. I don't ask my team lately, how many exposures did you do today? How many days in a row did you hit your exposure goals? And how many days in a row have you followed up with everybody on time? That's all that matters, is how many days in a row is the answer I want to hear, not how many was it today. How many has it been every day consistently on infinity? As many days as you can in a row without missing a day is how I feel like I got here. And I didn't get fast results like some people. I just kept going, believing it was coming. So that's all I have to say. Thank you so much for having me on this call. I really appreciate it.
You did a fabulous job. Thank you so much.
You hadn't said everything you wanted to say. But listen, we're going to let you go. Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. And I hope everybody got that invite down pat, because that is a terrific invite. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. And, Kaylin, hang on a second. I just want everybody to know that you will be one of the trainers, am I correct, at the Millennial event coming up?
Yes, I've been asked to train there, yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you don't mind, let you and I talk to everybody about that Millennial event. There are people flying in, driving in, coming in. It's a three-day event. Actually, Friday night is a get-together, and then Saturday and Sunday is just, I mean, it starts with the breathing, but it is packed with training. And, y'all, these Millennials are capturing momentum. And if you want to know how they're doing it, consider getting yourself there. So, Kaylin, tell them a little bit more about it.
Well, Friday night, I think we have a social gathering, but as well, we have such a big treat, and I believe you folks will know him, but Mr. Harold Branch out of Arizona, the MVP of Arizona, is coming out. And, you know, one of the things, I think he runs workshops outside of Legal Shield for personal development, and he's doing a three-hour training on Friday night to kick off the event. Just what a treat. Unbelievable. Just if that was what you were coming out for, people would come out just to see that. And then Saturday we have, I don't know how many trainers. I mean, it started out and we just keep adding names. Justin and Nick just kept adding names to the roster. I mean, it's just going to be so much. It's like a super, super, super Saturday. I mean, just unbelievably stacked. And if it's formatted like it was last year, you know, people love the philosophy side, but they also love the how-tos. And we go into the invite process. We go into three-way calls. We go into follow-ups and things like that, because we know that the best trained team wins, and so we want people to have the philosophy, but we also want them to have the techniques right, because that's going to save them a lot of headache. And so you're going to get it all. I mean, you got to get out to this event. I have not promoted anything like I've promoted this event other than convention. I mean, it is that important. I don't care what people say they have going on. They got to get out to this event. That's the attitude on our team. So it's that important.
And where do they get the information?
It's at Eventbrite. man, I wish I had the link in front of me to give you the exact. I believe it's Millennial Movement Boot Camp at Eventbrite. If you type that in, you will find it. It should be on our Facebook page, and I'll post the link on the Performance Family Facebook page again as well.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. And I know you,
I think, can,
go to,
sure.
You can also go
I
to
think it's Millennial Boot Camp event.eventbrite.com.
There we go.
Yeah, go ahead and post it anyway, Kaylin.
Yeah, and
thanks, John.
And also let everybody know that you can go to the legalshieldcalendar.com, and it is the weekend of July. What is it? I mean, next, not this weekend, but next weekend, May.
Correct.
26, 27, 28.
Yep.
Yes. Go to that, and you can click there, and you will get the link to get your tickets and all the details. So several ways you can arrive at that information. But, you know, we are really asking the team to focus on that event. After that event, we're going to be solely focused on our team event, which is coming up in July, and we've got tons of great stuff to share with you about that. We'll talk a little bit about it in just a minute, but I do want to recognize the advancements last week. They were phenomenal. We have a brand new, I'm going to kick it off with this, a brand new senior director on the team. She's also a brand new director. So Johnny Mims in South Carolina, part of Eddie Smith's team and part of Elder Johnson's team, she hit director and is already 25 counters this month. So she's the team's newest senior director. Congratulations. We have some brand new senior associates. I want to congratulate Shirley Gray, Mandy Lawan, Cruz Ramirez, Megan Wooten, Roper Shupp, Amanda Glenn, Nikita Kama, I think, Corey Brunson, Jose Marquez, and Vicky Calciano. And I'm going to tell you the names of the four new managers on the team, and hang tight because you're going to find out who got the free ticket to the team event here in just a minute. Angie Miller is a brand new manager out of North Carolina. Congratulations. Dakota Renking out of Indiana. Tasha Robinson out of Georgia. And Joshua Henderson out of Texas. And I want to congratulate once more for already this month. You know, the big thing that we are focusing on right now with not just upranking, but hitting the monthly qualifications early in the month, whether it's Performance Club, Senior Director, or Executive Director. I want to congratulate Josh Bourne for hitting Executive Director already this month. Kaylin's already Executive in Bronze this month, and today's the 17th. And we have a special promotion going on for all the executives who hit it by the 25th are going to get 10... same promotion as last month, 10 brand new GoPro books. Because we know that is the basis, the foundation for learning the systems. And so they're each going to get 10. I expect Nick and Justin to be there tomorrow. They're just four counters away today. Eddie Smith is just three counters away. So the team is catching on. I want to congratulate all of you for moving towards your goals quicker in the month. All right, we've got some top producers. We're going to start with fourth place goes to Joshua Bourne out of Texas. Third place to Eddie and Dee Dee Smith out of South Carolina. Second place to Joshua Henderson out of Texas. First place goes to our new senior director, Johnny Mims. Congratulations. And then we have top recruiters for last week. This is for May 8th through May 12th, all this recognition. So I'm going to just congratulate all those in first place. We had a tie between seven people in first place. This is awesome. They were each recruited two last week. So all of these people really are in the run-in for the Cinco and Mayo VIP stuff going on with John Maxwell. It's pretty exciting. So Rodney and Tal Somerville recruited two last week. Chris O'Beth recruited two last week, both from North Carolina. Benjamin Notini is on the list for two last week, North Carolina. Tramiel Walker, Indiana. Jose Marquez, Texas. Roper Shupp out of Texas. And Joshua Bourne out of Texas. All recruited two last week. For first place on the team. So it's a big congratulations. And last but not least, I want you to make sure you go to the Performance Family Facebook page and you see all the people who hit Performance Club by the 15th. There were actually 48
Wow.
Actually, I guess there was 50 to count ourselves. But anyway, 48 or 49. So that was tremendous. I want to congratulate all of you. If you looked at your Facebook page, you saw Frank and I doing the drawing, as we did last month, for a free ticket to our team event in July. And we happened to choose Joshua Bourne.
We drew it. We didn't choose it. We drew it out.
Your hand went in the bucket and Joshua Bourne's slip that had his name on it. So he is the winner for the free, absolutely free ticket.
Right, and if you win one, you should either use it if you haven't got your ticket ready, or you can use it for an incentive to get to give it out to somebody.
And we are going to continue.
Then transfer, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay,
you can transfer.
Okay.
Up to a certain point. And we're going to make sure that everybody on the team understands that we're going to continue these two promotions for the team in the next month, in June. So if you didn't get on the list for PC by the 15th this time, run for it for next time, and we'll be excited to put your name on that list and give you the recognition for it. All righty, right? That's everything on my list. We've got the Gardeners on the line, and we've still got Kaylin on the line. Anything else anybody wants to contribute?
I don't know if they do. Y'all got anything to say? If not, we're going to call it.
Well, first of all, I'd say congratulations to Kaylin getting the $50,000 ring. I just, so excited for him and his team. They're just doing such a tremendous job. And we, of course, in South Carolina have Nick Serba coming in this weekend to our Super Saturday. And then, of course, all of us will be heading to North Carolina next weekend for the Millennial event. And then heading, of course, into our team event this summer. So got a lot going on, just excited about all of it, excited about the growth of the organization and everybody, and just an exciting time. So, John?
Well, I think that the team is growing because we're training, and we couldn't have had any better training than we had tonight. I think the fact that Brian and Darnell came down, and now Nick makes $80,000 to $100,000 a month, and he's an old New York life agent. People ought to come in and see him. It was interesting talking to Kaylin earlier. Kaylin's coming to Charleston to see Nick to train more. Then he's going to the Millennial event. That's why our team's performance family is growing. It's because we're staying in front of Frank and Teresa. We're staying in front of some of the best in the company. And we're listening to the people on our team that are really growing and doing what is necessary. And so I'm just proud of y'all, and I'm learning from y'all. So, Frank, Teresa, back to y'all.
All right. Well, everybody, that's number 966. And I think that's a wrap. And we want to thank y'all for everything you do. We know what you're doing because we've done it for years.
That's right.
And we appreciate it. And I'll tell you, it's all worth it. The future is not going to be about jobs. There's not going to be that kind of job that you're thinking. It's going to be about the mission that you're on to help other people. And we've got probably one of the most ethical, highly technical companies in the world right now that really has a mission of helping people, live better lives. And I couldn't be prouder of working with any company than I am this company right here. So,
right. Couldn't be prouder to work with any team other than y'all. Y'all are phenomenal. We love each and every one of you and appreciate you so much. Have a great week.
Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you later. Tom Miner, give me a call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.